Finally, I want to talk about the last part of the non-specific immunity, which is the general chemical immunity. And these are specific types of chemicals that are produced by the body to destroy a whole variety of foreign antigens. So these chemicals don't go after just one kind of pathogen. They go after a whole variety, and they cause problems for a whole variety of pathogens that the body might encounter. And it's probably best to think about the body as constantly encountering pathogens. We are constantly being exposed to bacteria, viruses, any kind of invading organisms, and it's our body's immune system's job to fight these off. So we may be exposed to a lot of things that we don't even know that we're exposed to because our immune system is fairly capable of subduing and getting rid of anything that we've been exposed to. So, how does general chemical immunity work? Well, there's a couple of different parts of general chemical immunity that I want to talk about in specific. One is a chemical that is secreted. It's called interferon, and it's produced by some of the lymphocytes. We haven't really talked very much about the lymphocytes as, because they are important to the specific immune system. We will get to them very soon. They are a type of white blood cell, and also by the macrophages. So interferon is produced by lymphocytes and macrophages, and it's also created by body cells that have been infected. And the job of interferon is to inhibit, excuse me, viral reproduction. So this chemical actually causes viruses to be less effective at taking over cells and reproducing. And a second characteristic of interferon is that it stimulates macrophages and another type of cell called the natural killer cells. So interferon has two major functions. And keep in mind, it's interferon is secreted by a variety of different kinds of cells, lymphocytes, macrophages, and even body cells that have become infected with a virus or bacteria, etc. So its job, the job of interferon, is to inhibit viral reproduction. So it keeps the viruses from being able to reproduce. And secondly, it stimulates macrophages and natural killer cells. So it has a twofold function. And this function of preventing viruses from reproducing is extremely important because the only way that a virus can cause disease is if if it is infecting and using a large number of the body's cells to reproduce. And often when it does this, it destroys body cells during this reproduction process. And so the high levels of the virus are what cause disease. So, for example, if a person has one HIV virus in their body, really that's not that big of a problem because it's not causing disease. The only problem occurs when that HIV virus starts to reproduce and starts to destroy T cells and so on. Okay.